ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Adam Silverstein. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashev Aleim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha, be'ez Hashem, to finish Shas together.
The Gemara says, on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, b'mezuzah holach achar heker tzir. The kaveya, which side you put on mezuzah, goes with the heker tzir. In fact, the Gemara, my heker tzir, Amar Ravada avaksa. Hechi dami. The Gemara can go in pischa the bein trei bati, bein begaver the bein noshi, bein begaver the bein noshi. So Rashi's masbid that the case is that a person splits his house into two, and each side has one side is for Anoshim, and one side is for the Noshim, and there's a door in between the two of them, and to each of the sides, there's a Pesach to Rishus HaRab. Rashi brings the Gemara later on that says, Mezuzah, Derech Yamin Labia, which is really learned out of the Gemara over there, learns it out from, Al Mezuzah is Beisecha, and the Gemara darshans the word Beisecha, that you darshan it Biyascha, that it goes the derech of bia, derech yamin la bia, because the Gemara over there says the ki okar ragle, when you pick up your foot, you go with the right foot first. So it goes derech of how you go in, and the way that you go in first is on the right side. So it goes beisecha is derech biyascha, that you need mezuzah liyamin for the knisa. And Rashi says that it's derech yamin la bia v'loy liyatziya. It's on the right, going in and not going out. So over here you have a house that has, if you could picture like a rectangle, a shoebox, that has on one side, on each side, a Pesach to Rosh Hashanah, and next to the Pesach to Rosh Hashanah on each side is a room, and in between them is a door. So that door in between the two, how are you kaveya what's called a knisa and what's called a yitziya? So Zok the Gemara, that's the case that you go ach a heker tzir. What's heker tzir? So the Gemara says, it's avaksa. Avaksa is oisei chur shebe iskufa shetzir hadel asoiviv boy. What we would call a hinge. The derech was to put the door hinges, it still is the derech, to put the door hinges, the piece that the door attaches to the wall and uses that piece to swing back and forth, that piece is called the avaksa, that's the heker tzir. And which side that's on, that's koveya, which one is called the inside. And when memela, wherever the tzir is, when the tzir is on, let's say, in if you would place this house from right to left, the tzir would be on the right side. It's on the door closer to the right side. So that's called, when you go through that door, that's called yamin, that's for knisa. That's called the knisa. From the outside of the tzir, from where not the tzir is, to inside the tzir, that's called derech yamin. Means the tzir, wherever the hinge is, that's called the inside. And memele, you put the mezuzah on the right side, going into that door. Now, it's meforish in Rashi that the point was that there's a Pesach to Rosh Hashanah on either side. Because that's what made that there's confusion which is called the Yitzia and which is called the Knisa. But avada, if you have a Pesach to Rosh Hashanah only on one side, so it's L'chayr Mefurish and Rashi, that's called, always the Knisa is always called from the Rosh Hashanah into the Pesach. So you have from the Rosh Hashanah into the main house, And then if there would be only a door to the Rishus HaRabim on one side, so you have from Rishus HaRabim into the house, and then if there would be a door inside that, then that would also be called a Knisa. The Beis Yosef brings the Lashon of a Mardechai that says that the whole din of Heketzir is not the Koveya always in a mezuzah, like Rashi is saying. The Lashon of the Mardechai is Perish Bahag, Hai Besim in Gavle Nashi, Va'omeri, Dafka Ben Gavle Nashi, Sheshnehem Iker, Ushnehem Psuchon Rishus HaRabim. They have two Ikrim, and they're both Psuchon Rishus HaRabim. Amli Bayis Lecheder, Oyla Aliyah, Sheikr Tashmishi, Umaytsoi, Umavoy, Mi Bayis Lashom. But if you have a place that the Iker is going into that place, Loyazlin Abbas Heketzir, then you don't go after Heketzir. You put it on in the cheder. The mordecha doesn't mean in the room. It means you put it reckoning that the room that's ikr tashmishai and litzorchai husham, that's called the inside, and you put it on the right side going into that room. That's why the Gemara took that case of Mibis Gavri Linoshi, because over there was two sides to Rishus HaRabim, and they were equal tashmish, so you didn't have a kaveya to know which one is called the yamin to the knis. Now, zok the marat chivchem atzasi afilu echad pesuach l'shus rabim ve'echad ene pesuach l'shus rabim. Given the ikar tashmish knisa v'yitzia derech sham lemashkichinim bo beheketzir. Even if you'll have a case where one has a Pesach to Rishus HaRabim and one does not have a Pesach to Rishus HaRabim, still, you'll go after the Iker Tashmish. It sounds like from the Mordechai that even if the Iker Tashmish is not the door in the direction of the door from the Pesach to Rishus HaRabim. L'moshel, if you'll have a doorway that you have, so you have a Pesach from the Rishus HaRabim, and then you go into room Aleph. And after room Aleph, inside of there is room Beis. So you have the room Aleph is the Chitzoin, and room Beis is the Pnimi. Let's say that room Aleph is Iker Tashmish. That's the main room. And room Beis is a Tafel. It's not Iker Tashmish. It's a smaller room. Let's say like you'll have a bedroom right away in room Aleph. And room Beis would be a sitting room or a living room, somewhere that's klar, a tafel to the ikur room Aleph. So from the Lashon of the Mordechai, it's mashma that even if you have afilu echad pesuach l'shus harabim ve'echad einu pesuach l'shus harabim, which would indicate l'chayra that the room that's open to Rishus HaRabim, that's called like the outside. And the room that's not open to Rishus HaRabim, that's called the inside. And the derech bia would be from the chitzain to the pnimi. So that's the way I would think. And that's the Mordechai saying, Echad pesuach l'Rishus HaRabim ve'echad einu pesuach l'Rishus HaRabim. Given the ikr tashmish knisa v'yitzia derech sham, le'mashkechinam bo beheketzir. Since the ikr tashmish knisa v'yitzia is to there, so you don't go after Heketzir. Okay, so good, you don't go after Heketzir. But what about Pnimi and Chitzon? It sounds like from the Mordechai that you go after Iker Tashmish even above the direction of walking to the Pnimi. It means it sounded like from Rashi that the whole question starts from the fact that you have a Pesach Rishus HaRabim on both sides. If you wouldn't have a Pesach Rishus HaRabim on both sides, it would only be open from one side, Rishus HaRabim, and then you go into Cheder Aleph, and then you go into Cheder Beis. If Cheder Beis would be closed off, then Avada, the Cheder Beis is called the inside, it's called the Pnimi, and the Derech Bia would be from Aleph to Beis. You go in a line, and on each door that you approach, you put the mezuzah on the right side going straight. From the Mordechai, the Apoiskim, the Ramadaik, from the Mordechai, that it sounds like, you go after Iker Tashmish. And this, that you go after Iker Tashmish would apply even if it's backwards from the word of Chitzen and Pnimi. The Mordechai is mashman that even if you have only a Pesach to Rishus HaRabim from one side, and from the other side you don't, which sounds like Memele, means I would have thought that you go Acher Pnimi, still, now he ends off, still you don't go Acher Heketzir. Now that's that's pashut, that when you only have a Pesach to one side, you're not going to go after Hekbetz here. But from the Lashon of the Mordechai, it sounds like that he's focusing on the fact that you go after Iker Tashmish, even if it's Keneged, the Seder of Pnimi. Now, the Taz in Simakuf Beites, Sifkot and Dalid, the Taz brings a case where you have a Pesach to a bias, and then between, after the bias, you have, behind the bias, you have a Chotzer. So, you have a Pesach over here between the bias and the Chotzer. Now, it's Avada talking about cases where a Chotzer would be Chayiv and Mezuzah. Because, just to note, our Chatzeris, what we call our yards, are not always Chayiv and Mezuzah because we don't have a... It's not a Mokum Dira, it's more like a Sada. It's not a Mokum Dira like it was B'Yimei Chazal. That they had such a thing as a Chotzer, that it was a Mokum Dira and it was a Mokum Tashmish. But Al-Kopanim, let's say you have a Chotzer, that the Chotzer alone would be Mechuyev and Mezuzah. Meaning, if you would enter this Chotzer from any place, you would be Mechuyev and Mezuzah. So now you have a door between the Bayis and the Chotzer. And you have a Shaila, which way do you put the Mezuzah? Do you put it going into the Chotzer, which, again, the Chotzer is talking about a Chotzer that would be Chayev and Mezuzah, or do you put it going from the Chotzer into the Bayis? So Zok the Taz, that if the Chotzer is a closed Chotzer, and there's no way to get from the Chotzer out to the Rishus HaRabim, there's no other door to go out to the Rishus HaRabim, so then you would go Derech Yamin into the Chotzer. Meaning, since the only way to go from Rishus HaRabim is from Rishus HaRabim into the Bayis, and then from the Bayis to the Chotzer, so your train of entrance, Derech Bia, you're coming into the house and then into the Chotzer, is always going straight from the Yetziyah towards the Knesa and in further and further. The Chiluk is Chitzon and Pnimi. And the Pnimi is always the one going, that's called your Derech Bia, Derech Biyascha, and you put it on the right going into the Chatzar. According to the Mordechai, according to this Diuk from the Mordechai, if you would go Derech Iker, with a Koiveya of Iker Tashmish over a Koiveya of Pnimi and Chitzon, so L'chayre, the bias, is the Iker Tashmish, and you would have to put it from the Chotzer going into the Bais. So you see from the Taz, and that seems to be the Haskama of the Poiskim, that the Koiveya of Pnimi and Chitzon overrides the Koiveya of Iker Tashmish. So we have so far, if we start, Rashi said Klor, and the Mordechai also is saying, and the Taz, all the Poiskim are saying, that Heker Tzir is after these other Koivim. We don't go after Heker Tzir right away. First, you go after... The first Koveya is... According to the Taz, the first Koveya is Pnimi and Chitzen. You go after which way is it closed off from Rishus HaRabim, and you go enter the house, and you go into one room, to the next room, to the next room. So as you go from Chitzen to Pnimi, that's always called the Derech Bia, and the Mezuzah would go on the right, on that side. Now, even though the Poiskim said that you won't go after the Taz in a Shaila of Ikrim, you won't go with the Mordechai and Gansen, that you would go with Iker Tashmish over Chitzen and Pnimi, but Avada, if it's not a Shaila of Chitzen and Pnimi, and you have two doors that they would both have a mahalach to go to Rishus HaRabim. So over there, Zok the Poiskim, that there you do go after Iker Tashmish. And that's the Lashon of Lavush. Lavush Klar says that the Koveya, the Iker Koveya, the Mezuzah, is the Iker Tashmish of the room that you're going into. Means which one has more of an Iker Tashmish. And that was the Lashon of the Mordechai. And again, even though we wouldn't go with Iker Tashmish over Pnimi and Chitzen Halacha L'maaseh, but you would be koveya one way or the other al yidei Iker Tashmish. So if you have two rooms, and even if there's an opening to the Rishus HaRabim from both sides, but if you have two rooms and you don't have a klor pnimi and chitzen, or because of the way that the house is set up, there's not a klor entrance and entryway or enter and exit to be koveya al yidei pnimi and chitzen, you would go with the Iker Tashmish. Now, what exactly is koveya Iker Tashmish? Is it achila? Is it shina? Harbe yesh b'hapoiskim in these inyanim, just to cover the b'derech klal, it's negeh to the Gemara, that the Gemara said heker tzir, just to cover quickly the ikker basic. So far we have primi and chitzen and ikker tashmish. From the taz that we just said, from that same taz is mashma, that the taz would go after heker tzir in a case where you have a rishus harabim on both sides. Because the taz says that when you have a closed chatzer, even though the bias is ikker and the chatzer is tuffel, but you go after the pnimi and you always head towards the right side, towards the pnimi, so you would enter from the bias to the chatzer and you would put it on the right side going from the bias to the chatzer. But zokhtetaz, that's only when the chatzer was closed. But if the chatzer was open from the other side, so you have an opening to shusharab on both sides. Zokhtetaz, you go after heker tzir. So it would sound like the taz would go after heker tzir. When you have an opening from both sides, the Taz holds that you would go after Heker Tzir, even above the Shaila of Iker and Tafel. Even though that's the sheet of the Taz, Lamaisa, Roiv Poiskim hold that Iker V'Tafel overrides Heker Tzir. So B'derech Klal, in the Klalim that we spoke out so far, the first Kaiveya is Pnimi and Chitzin, and then the next kaveya is ikker and tafel. There are other cheshbonos also, but b'derech klal, in the big klalim, it's pnimi and chitzen, and then ikker and tafel. And then, when you can't decide which one is an ikker and a tafel, that's when you have our gemara that you go after heker tzir. Now, what's the svara of heker tzir? So the poskim say that the svara of heker tzir is that the normal way of making a door is when you have a klora inside and outside, not between two sides of an inside house, like the case with the Bate Gavra and Bate Nashi. A regular inside and outside. Where does the tzir go? The tzir goes on the inside. So where you made the tzir, that's a mashmois, that this door, that this room is the inside room. Because that's the way that it looks, because that's the normal way to do it. It means even though over here it could be you didn't do it like that, because the tashmish is taka shava to both. So it's not like giving you a raya that this is the ikr over the other one. You put the doorpost on one side over the other side, and you didn't do it because you consider one more than the ikr than the other. Because Rashi's saying that the Bate Gavra and Bate Nashi had an equal tashmish. So there's no reason why, if the tzir is here, means that this is the ikr door. Just since both rooms have an ikker tashmish, both rooms you use equally, and they both have an equal way to get to Rishus HaRabim. So you have no way of telling which one is Derech Yitzi and which one is Derech Bia. So Kti Gemara, you go after Heker Tzir, because since normally that's the way to be Kaveya, that is the normal way you do it on an inside. So over here also, even though there's no Kaveya, that will show you, there's no real Kaveya in Dine Iker and Tafel, or which one is called the Pnimi, or which one is called the bias, that's called the knisa into the bias. Still, since normally the tzir is on the inside, so that would be the kaveh over here for the mezuzah, that it would go on the right side where the tzir is, and that would be called the inside. The poets can clear an interesting shaila. What happens if you don't have a heker tzir? Lamoshal, if you have such a case where there's two doors to Rishus HaRabim, and in between there's two rooms, and they both have the same amount of tashmish, and there's no, because there's two doors to both sides, so there's no pnimi and there's no chitzen, and you have, so that's the case, then halach l'maaseh, he's supposed to go after heker tzir. What happens if there's no heker tzir? You have either a revolving door, or you have an arch. So if it's a sliding door, so there are poskim that say that since the vort of heker tzir is it shows that this is normally what you put on the inside, is normally what you put on the outside. So sometimes by a sliding door, the way that it's built, you can tell that there is a normal way to put it. So there are places that say a sliding door wouldn't be included in this shaila, because over there you could tell which is the normal of being called the pnimi and the chitzen. But al kaponim, if you have an archway, or you have a revolving door, or you have a door that has some other way that the tzir is exactly in the middle and it's not between the two doors, the two sides. So there's no heker which one is the pnimi. So over here there's a few days in the poskim. In Reb Moshe, in Igros Moshe, in Simen Kuf Ayin Vav, he says that since the Torah was mechayev derech bia, that's a chelik of the ikker chiyuv of the mezuzah. It's not just a way to choose which side to put it on. But the Torah was mechayev that you put a mezuzah on the door, on the side that's derech knisa. That's yamin leknisa. And if you don't have a yamin leknisa, so there's different ways to decide how yamin leknisa is. If you don't have any other way, the Gemara says the way to decide is hekertzir. But when you don't have a hekertzir, so then you don't have a yamin leknisa. If you don't have a yamin leknisa, then you can't be kaveh there on mezuzah. Because you don't have a yamin leknisa. The Yavid says that you should be kaveh two mezuzahs misafik. Because since both are equally mechayev, and you don't have a way of knowing which one is the knisa, which one is the yitziah, he says that you should put two mezuzahs misafik. But lamaisa, most poskim hold that we don't put ever two mezuzahs misafik. So the third etzah is that you can put it whichever side you want. Because, what does that mean? How do you have to have a mezuzah and it has to be on one side. So there's two lishonos in the poskim. Some say that the ikur is not the derech yamin. The ikur is that it's lafuke the derech small. So over here, both are derech yamin. It's like you have two derech yamins, so you can put it on either side that you want. Or, the whole word of heker tzir is not, like we said before, it's not a way of telling you which one is the chitza and which one is the pnimi. Because either way, they're both same tashmish, they both have a yitziya to Rishus Rabban, so there's no real way of knowing which one is a knisa, which one is a yitziya. Chazal were kaveya that the way that you decide such a thing is al yidei heker tzir. It was just a way of deciding, because be'etzim they're both mechuyev, and be'etzim they're both yamin. So how do you know which way to put it? So Chazal said that you put it on al yidei heker tzir, that's the way to tell. When you have no way to tell, so vayta, you're left with a door, and you have two yamins, and both are possible to put a mezuzah on. Chazal said that you put a mezuzah on one, and the other one's potter. If you know which way it is, al yidei heketzir, that's the way you know which one is the yamin and the small, so then you know. But if you don't have a way of knowing, so then they're both yamins, and the din is that you put on one, and you're potter on the other one. The Gemara says, Vayter Reish Kalusa Bona Besa. The Reish Kalusa built a house. Amalei the Rav Nachman Kavali mezuzta. The Reish Kalusa told Rav Nachman he should be kaveya for him his mezuzahs. Amar Rav Nachman toli doshi bereisha. You should hang the doshi bereisha. What's doshi? Toli doshi bereisha. So Grashi, hevet hasifin bebinyan tchila, ve'achakach kavinu ha-mezuzahs. You should put up the doorposts before we put the mezuzahs. Because the other option would be to put the mezuzahs on the doorpost before the doorposts are put up, and then put up the doorpost with the mezuzahs. So that's what Rashi says. Ve'ikavana tchila. If you'll put up the mezuzah first, besifin on the doorpost, v'hoder hasifin babinyan, and then you'll put the doorpost on the mezuzah. It'll be havelitasu ha'mezuzah koydim shetov l'dei mitzvah. And Rashi brings that we learn out from tzitzis, the chsiba tasa, that it has to be tasa v'loy min ha'osui. And if you put the mezuzah on the doorpost first, it'll be osui, it'll be a problem of tasa v'loy min ha'osui. Because you're not hanging up the mezuzah, you're hanging the mezuzah on the doorpost, and then you're hanging the doorpost with the mezuzah onto the doorpost. Toysva says, Toli dasha bereisha, perish b'kuntus hamid hasivin tchila, she'im lo'ken it's tasa v'loy min ha'osui. Frak Toysva is that the lashon should have been kova sifi bereisha, not toli dosha bereisha, but kova sifi bereisha. You should put up this. You should be kova sifi bereisha. Not sure if the shaila is from the lashon of kova as opposed to toli, or sifin as opposed to dosha, or both. But al kaponim Tosa says that the lashon is not mashma like Rashi's pshat. The Gemara in Amud Beis says klar that there's a din of tasav lemin osi. The Gemara says that you should make a hole sometimes they would make a hole in the actual doorpost and put the mezuzah in there first. So the Gemara says that it only works if you put the doorpost up first and then you put in the mezuzah, but if you put the mezuzah in first and then you put it up on the doorpost, it's a problem of tasav lemin osi and mefurish Gemara in Amud Beis. So Zog Tais says that if the point of this story with Rav Nachman and the Reish Galusa was to say that it's a din of Tasav Elim and Osi, so then it should have been there on Amud Beis. What's it doing here on Amud Aleph after the Sugya of Heketzir, before the next Sugya of how you put up a mezuzah? How does it shtim over here? So Tais says Nir lefarish, the high base of the banarish galusa, hainu kegoin, pischa ben gava the benoshi, the solik mina, umishum hekatir ka osilei, tali dasha bereisha. The tali dasha bereisha means put up the doors first. Why? Because you need to know which side to put up the mezuzah, because you need to see first the heker tzir. Taisa says that this gemara with Reish Galusa was talking about it's a case like the gemara right above it, that it was a door similar to Ben Gavi the Ben Noshi, Ben Bei Gavi the Ben Ben Noshi. That the problem was that there's no heker which way to put up the mezuzah. So Rav Nachman told the Reish Galusa, put first the doors, and then I'll see which way the heker tzir is, and I'll know which way to be kaveh the mezuzah. Now the Rambam in Perek Vav from Hilchos Mezuzah lists off 10 things. Asara Tnoyim Yesh Bebayis. Ve'achikach Yischayev Hador Belasas Mezuzah. There's 10 Tnoyim that you need for a Mezuzah, and if it's missing any of them, it's Potter Min HaMezuzah. And one of them is Shiyuloi Shtei Mezuzahs, Ve'yuloi Mashkoif, Ve'tiyuloi Tikra. The house has to have a roof. Ve'yuloi Dalsas, and you need to have doors. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam, on the words sheyu loy dalsis. So the Ravid loy nemar ela mishum heker tzir, v'b'shar shebein shnei batim sheyesh l'shneim yitzia mikan u'mikan ve'ein nekeres bi'osa l'shar ha'emtzoi ela beheker tzir sheboy ulufikach omar kove doshi bereishim. The Ravid is saying that it seems that he understood that the Rambam learned that for the din that you need to have doors in order to be mechayev mezuzah comes from this gemara of Tali Dasha Bereisha. That he learned like Tosfos that it was going on not the doorposts, but it was going on the doors. But the Rambam learned that Rav Nachman was saying, hang up a door first, because without a door you're not mechayev mezuzah. So the Ravid, avadit means like Tosfos doors. But it means mamash like Tosfos, that this gemara was talking about a case where it wasn't recognizable which side is the derech bia, and you need a heker tzir. So zok the gemara tali dasha bereisha, and that's how we'll know which side is the heker tzir. So Rav Nachman wanted to know which way is the heker tzir, and that's how you'll be kaveh mezuzah. That's the vort in tali dasha bereisha. So the vort is not that without a door you're not chayev mezuzah. The vort is that without a door I didn't know which side to put it on. Now the Rambam has, the Kesef Mishnah brings the Rambam in tshuva. The Rambam wrote a tshuva to the Chachmei Loinil. It seems that they brought this pshat in the Shaila. They brought the pshat of the Ravid and Tosfos that the vort of the Gemara of Tali Dasha Bereisha was because of Heker Tzir. The Rambam answered them, this that you say that it means b'shem Heker Tzir, v'chidar shisu smuchim b'talmud, idarshening smuchim in the Gemara. The vort of the delis is because you need a delis for the ikrichi of mezuzah. So the Rambam, what's the raya? Because the pasuk says al mezuzah is beisecha uvisharecha. Frek the Rambam, is there two places that you put a mezuzah? On mezuzah's habayis and on the shar? Meaning, is there two things? Are there two types of doors that are mechuyev and mezuzah? One is called mezuzah sabayis and one is called the shar. Oh, avada the pasuk means you put the door on mezuzah's beisecho uvishorecho and on all of the other she'orim, meaning the mezuzah's beisecho is also called the shar. Mezuzah sabayis of the Rambam is only going to be chayev when you could call it a shar. What does that have to do with the door? So the Rambam, that without a door it's not called a shar, it's called a pesach. And the Rambam brings the Gemara in Yumo that says Echad Shari Batim ve'Echad Shari Medinas, and it doesn't say Pischei Batim, because a Pesach that doesn't have a Delis is called a Pesach and it's not called a Shar. And the Rambam even goes weiter to say that the Reish Galusa also knew this din, because this is a Dover Poshet, that without a door it's called a Pesach and it's not called a Shar, and it won't be Chayiv and Mezuzah. Just the Reish Galusa held that since the door posts are up already, if you first put on the mezuzah and then you put on the door, that would not be a problem. Rav Nachman answered him that you have to put up the door also, because without the door, it's not mechuyev bechlal, because it's not called a shar, and therefore you have to put up also the door, before you could be koveya the mezuzah. So from here comes the sheet. This is the sheet of Rambam that you need a door leikuva in order to be mechayev mezuzah. And the mechaber in Simon Re in Yardei Simon Reish Pei Vav Sifte Hezvav says Habayis Apol Pisha Ein Leidal Says Chayev Bemezuzah, not like the Rambam. V'Yeish Mishu Poiter. And there is a day that patters, and that day is Taka the Rambam. And the Shach says that because of this day, you don't make a bracha on such a mezuzah. Now the Das Kedoshim asks a kasha on the Rambam. And on Omer Beis, it's mavur that there's a sugya of achsadra. And the Gemara says that the reason why achsadra is potter min mezuzah is because the posts, the ptzimen, were made lachzuki tikra. They weren't made to be a tzuris ha-pesach that would be mechayev mezuzah. They're only made to hold up the roof, because the ikra over there is the roof. You want to have a roof, you want to have an overhanging roof. You can't hang in the middle of the air, it's going to fall down. So you need to put poles, but it's not etzma pesach that's made to go in and out. It's not called a pesach, it's called lachzuki tikra meilis nachayev mezuzah. Frekt the Das Kedoshim, you see from here that even without dalsis, you're chayev and a mezuzah. Because if the posts were made lachzuke tikra, and that was the whole reason why they're potter, their zicha was no pesach. There was zicha, no delis. Because if there was a door there, then the posts are not made lachzuke tikra, the posts are made to hold up the door. So you see, Mufurishi Gemara, that even without a delis, you're still chayev mezuzah. So zogdi gedule hektish, that the Rambam has another din in this list. And this is also a din that's paskin over there in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, v'yiloi mashkif, v'tiyiloi tikra, v'yiloi dalsis. That you need to have a roof. Now you could ask the same kasha. How could the Rambam say that you need to have a roof? Mezuzas hashar, shari medinas, shari chatzeres, achayv mezuzah. And by a chotzer and by a medina, there's no tikra. So how could the Rambam say that one of the tnoim in a mezuzah is that you need to have a tikra? There's a mefurish adina of shari chatzeres and shari medinas that are chayv mezuzah, even though a medina and a chotzer doesn't have a tikra. Teretz is that a medina and a chotzer, its ikra hishtamshus is without a tikra. So if it doesn't have a tikra, it's not missing anything. That's the normal way to use a chotzer and a medina. Mashenken, a bias, that the chiv in the mezuzah is coming from the fact that it's a bias. So if you're missing a tikra, then it's not called a normal bias. You're not chayv mezuzah. So the same thing would be over here. Achsadra is taka, doesn't have a delis. And it's not a kasha on the Rambam that the Rambam says that you're only chayv mezuzah if you have a delis. Because the normal hishtamshus of achsadra is a mokum avir and memela. It's not supposed to have a delis. Normal hishtamshus of echsadr is without a delis. So mainly the lack of a delis won't be a change in the chiyuv of the mezuzah. It means the lack of a delis won't make that you're not chayiv of mezuzah, because the vort of a delis is only in a bias. And Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Hilchos, in the Sefer Masechtas Mezuzah in the back, has a kuntris called on Hilchas Mezuzah. He brings the Shulchan Aruch and he has a mezuzah's beisecha under it on the Shulchan Aruch, and over there he has a sharetzion. So when the mechaber brings this day of the Rambam that you need to have dalsis, so Reb Chaim Knievsky says in Simen Kuf Chof the svir lei the bisharecha hainu dalsis, because he holds that a shar is only together with a dalsis. In the Sharatian Kufchov, in the Mezuzah Beisecho, it's Sivkot Nun Zayin. In the Sharatian, over there, in Sivkot Kufchov, he brings the Kesef Mishnah, B'Shem the Tshuva Sarama, and Reb Chaim Shlita brings a Toysis in Baba Basra. Baba Basra Dafnim Gimel Mabez Dibre Maschal Livni, and he says, the call, it's Mashma over there, the call's man, She'ein Dalsis Leichazi Ladiris Kva. And Tosis over there says the reason, She'ein Roi Lodusham Kozman She'ein Dalsis. that it's not Roy Ledira. That Kol Zman, there's no doors, it's not Roy Ledira. So it sounds like Reb Chaim Kanievsky is saying the same word as this Gedulei Hekdesh. That when do you need doors? When you need a Shmira for a Dira. Then that's when you need doors. But by Achsadra, over there you wouldn't need doors because it's not a Mokum that needs a Shmira, so maybe the door wouldn't be a Chisar. A shtickle tarachim is because the Rambam is mefurish that the reason why you need a door is because without that it's not called a shar. These poskim are saying that the reason why you need a door is because that's the hishtamshus of a bias, and without a door, then it's not called a normal bias, and it's not called a mokum shomer, it's not called a shmira. And mamela, in a place where you don't need a door for shmira, then you wouldn't need a door bechlal. You would be chayvim zaza even without a door. L'chayr from the etzim divi haramam, the Rambam sounded like any shar in the world. A shar is called something that you have a door, and if you don't have a door, then it's not called a shar. Al kaponim, according to these poskim, it's brought by this svara is brought by other poskim also. It would come out that any door that's normal not to have a door, then it would be mechayv mezuzah. Even according to the Rambam, without a door. Even though the Rambam says that without a door you're not chayv mezuzah, but if it's a place that's normal not to have a door, then over there you would be chayv mezuzah even without a door, and the nafkamina would be the inside of our houses. When we have a house with an archway between two rooms, a muscle between a hallway and a living room, or a living room and dining room, it's very normal. Ad kedikach, almost every house has it. It's very, very normal to have over there a door. A doorway without having a door in it. So if you say the vote of the Rambam is that a shar, no shar in the world could be called a shar and chayiv mezuzah without a door, so then over there would also be potter from mezuzah according to the Rambam, and then you would have the halacha that you don't have to make a bracha. The shach says that you don't make a bracha because it's potter alibud haramam. But according to these poskim that are saying that the vote in the door is similar to the vote of tikra on a bias, that Vibalta bias needs shmir, and without a door, it's not called a makam shomer. So over there, lechari, even the Rambam would be maskim that you would be mechayev mezuzah. The poskim don't say it so far to make a bracha, but they do say that you should be mahader to try to find when you're putting up a mezuzah in such a place to first put up a mezuzah in a place that's really mechayev with a door, so you could be able to make a bracha and be moitzi even such a door. So the more weiter Amr Bihuda Amrav asok menager psula. If you put the mezuzah like a nager, it's possible. So Rashi says, "Kemen nager shekova v'toch for besaf, kenager shetoichvin hanegorim bekoisel." It basically means that you put the mezuzah in straight, like you would put in a nail. And the Gemara says, lying down. And the Gemara says that that's possible. In fact, the Eini, I ki also Rav Yitzchok by Yosef, Omar Kulu Mezuzah de Beirabi, Kemen Nagar Havi Avidin. How could you say Kemen Nagar is possible? The Mezuzahs de Beirabi were Kemen Nagar. And for the Gemara, Loi Kosha, Hoda Avida ke Sichsa, Hoda Avida ke Istaviru. So what's ke Sichta and what's ke Istaviru? So Rashi that istavira is mokum chibur hashoik v'haregel umudhu, and that's ksheira. Means istavira means that's the mokum of the chibur of the shoik and the regel, but it's standing up, and kesichsa that's already like a nagar that Rashi was mafarish before, like the omna that you put in a nail. Aketzer, istavira that's kosher is when it's standing up straight, and kesichsa is when it's lying flat. Rashi brings another pshat that istaviru, which is kosher, is vayter the mokum chibur hashoik v'haregel, but it's not going just on the part of the regel that's standing up straight. It's going on both of them together. And even though, which is basically an L shape, and even though part of it is lying down, but since part of it is standing up, that's enough to be kosher. Tosfos brings that Rabbeinu Tam is choylik. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if it's standing up, it's derech bezoin. Because it's called Kfuras Chamor, and it's Derech Bezoin, and Mele, you can't say that it's standing up. If it's standing up, that would be possible. So Rabbeinu Tam is mefarish vakert that when it's standing up, that's called kesichsa and it's possible. And keistavira is when it's lying down. And Rabbeinu Tam brings that istavira vayter means like Rashi that it's the chibur of the shoik and the regel. But Rabbeinu Tam says that it's talking about the part that's laying down. And that's the part that's kosher. So b'kitzur, we have a machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, which is the case of posel, and which is the case of kosher. Rashi holds that standing up straight is kosher, lying flat is posel. And Rabbeinu Tam says that the opposite, lying down flat is the case that's kosher, and standing up straight is the case that's posel. Now Tosfos says a kosher that the Gemara's mashma that high pischa the ayel be'rebi the be'midrasha was the mezuz to kula mezuz to the be'rebi k'min nagar havi avidin. The Gemara brought that all the mezuzas of be'rebi were like k'min nagar. Now that's mashma that only the mezuzas of be'rebi were k'min nagar, but everyone else's mezuzas were not k'min nagar. And the Rebbe's mezuzas were zichra kosher. And you have to say that everyone else's mezuzahs were also kosher. So, what is the case that's kosher? Means you have to have two tziurim of mezuzahs that are kosher. Because you have kemenagar that's possible. And then you have the mezuzahs to be'rebi that were kemenagar that are kosher. But it sounds like only those mezuzahs of be'rebi were kemenagar and they were kosher. You have to have mezuzahs that are like everyone else, they're kosher also. So what are here the three tziurim? So Taisa says Hilchah Nira Bein LePirusha Kuntres Bein LePirusha Beinu Tam DeKeistavira DeKsheira Haynu BaAlachsin Loi Shoychev VeLoi Zokuf Inami KeMenun Mechza Shoychev VeMechza Zokuf, like Rashi in the second shot. Aval Shar Mezuzda DeAlmo Lav Hochi Avidan. Means the mezuzahs to the Bei Rebbe that were kemenager, that were kosher, which Tosfos is teaching that's the Gemara means keistavira, that's the case that it's kosher, they were ba'alachsen. Zok Tosfos, what's pshat ba'alachsen? Loi oimed v'loi shochuf. That means Rabbeinu Tam held that oimed is possible, because it's derech bizoyim. Memele, if it's ba'alachsen, it's not oimed. So you don't have the psul of oimed. And according to Rashi, shochuf is possible. Because that's like a nail. That's kemenaga, that it's touched like a nail. So that's, and derech shiva is puzzle. But if it's balachsen, then it's not derech shiva. So the mezuzah to the Bei Rebbe that were keistavira, they're kosher lekuli alma, that is balachsen. Like shaychev v'lo zokuf. But the rest of the mezuzahs, they were either like Rabbeinu Tam, they were miyoshev, or, like Rashi, they were mu'umit. So we have a machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. How do you put up a mezuzah? Like Rashi, you're supposed to put it mu'umit, standing up straight. Like Rabbeinu Tam, you're supposed to put it lying flat. Zok Tosfos is that if you put it ba'alachsen, you're mekayim shneihem. Why? Because the psul is either lying flat or standing up straight. It's not the vort that you need, according to Rashi, you need it to be standing straight. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, you need it to be lying. But it's a psul the other way. It means according to Rashi, there's a psul of shoychev, kemenager posel, there's a psul of shoychev. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a psul of oimet. So if it's baal achsen, so then according to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't have that psul of shoychev. And according to Rashi, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if it's oimet, If it's balachsen, it doesn't have the psul of oimid. And according to Rashi, if it's balachsen, it doesn't have the psul of shoychev. But it's not the var that you're being mekayim oimid or you're being mekayim shoychev by putting it balachsen. Contrary to what the Velt likes to say over by Sheva Brachis, that when it comes to a mezuzah's habayis, you make a pshara. That Rabbeinu Tam holds it's supposed to be shoychev and Rashi holds it's supposed to be Oymed, so maybe you make a pshara. It's not a pshara because it's impossible to be a pshara. You can't have a kiyum of oymed when it's balachsen, and you can't have a kiyum if Rashi holds that you need oymed. You can't have a kiyum of oymed when it's balachsen. Not making a pshara if Rashi holds you need oymed and Rabbeinu Tam holds you need shaychev. There's no such thing as a pshara. The vart is that it's a psul the other way. And zok Tosfos, if you make a balachsen, you're mekayim divrei shneihem. Halacha lemaaseh, the Mechaber brings in Yerdeya, Simen Reish Beites Sivvav, that you need to put the mezuzah, Orkel Oirich Mezuzah HaPesach, means like Rashi, that you put it straight up, Oymid, V'yichavin Sheh Shema, Dehainu Seif HaGlil Letzad Chutz. You should be Mechaber that Shema should be Letzad Chutz. That means that when it's standing up, there's the end of the Glila. Right? Tosfos said, Mechaber is saying that Shema means Soif HaGlila, and that has to be Letzad Chutz. Where is this from? It's the Yerushalmi that Tosfos brought, a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Shema has to be Letzad Chutz. So, according to Rashi, that it's Oymed, and it's ready to read. The mezuzah is ready to read as soon as you open it. So, there, Tosfos says, it's very understandable how you could have Shema Letzad Chutz. And Shema doesn't mean dafka the word Shema. Shema means the Soif HaGlila. When you end up rolling, when you roll, because we said before that you roll the mezuzah from left to right, from Echad Klapi Shema, so that end of the mezuzah should be Letzad Chutz, means it should be facing the inside of the doorway, as opposed to if you turn it around the other way, then that end of the Glila could be facing the wall. So that end of the Glila should be facing Letzad Chutz. Tosfos says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Shoichiv, you could ask from this Yerushalmi, that how do you have Shema Letzad Chutz? And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it wouldn't mamash mean Letzad Chutz, because the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Shema Shelo Roya Es HaPesach. That means Shema has to be facing the door. So Tosfos says it's not a raya to Rashi, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, when it's lying flat, so it has to be, one side of it is going to be facing the inside. That would be called facing the door, facing the inside of the house. And one side will be facing the outside, will be facing the Rishus Arab. So Zog Tosfos, it will mean that you put Al Ha'aretz facing the Rishus Arab and Shema facing the inside of the house. I'm not so clear what was Shver in the first place, because even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have a glila, it's rolled up, and one side of the rolling is going to be facing the inner part of the door the same way as Rashi. But Al Kaponim, maybe because since when it's standing, it's ready to read, and when it's lying, it's anyways not available to read. I'm not clear about that. But Lamaisa, Tosfos held that it might have been a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, and Zok Tosfos, that what you weigh your Mekayim, this Shema Shelo Yeroya Sapesach, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is that when you're making it b'shchiva, you put Al Ha'aretz facing the outside, and you put Shema facing the inside of the door. So that's what the Mechaber means when the Mechaber says, according to Rashi, V'yichavan Shehesh Shema Dehainu Soif HaGlila Letzad Chutz, that the end of the mezuzah, the opening, should be facing the inside of the doorway. Now the Ramo says, V'yesh Oimrim Shepsula B'zkufa. Ramo brings the Yesh Oimrim, which is the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's possible standing up, but you have to make it shchuva. And memelav hamedaktikim yoytzim yidei shneim umenichan oysa b'shipua ba'alachsen. Medaktikim yoytzim yidei shneim, and they put it on an alachsen. Zog the Rambo, v'chein roi linoig, v'chein roi gimdim eseilu, v'yichavan shei roi sham zuz dahainu shma letzad pnim, v'shita achorin letzad chutz. When you're doing the alachsen, which way do you slant it? Zog the Rambo, that you slant it with the shma going towards the tzad pnim, and the alachs and the al ha'aretz, the soif hamezuzah, going letzad chutz, because then you're mekayim and pshteitzich that we're still doing what the mechaber said, that when you're making it straight up, that you're putting the tzad, the soif haglila, which is the shema letzad chutz, and you're mekayim the divrei Yerushalmi silek Rashi and silek Rabbeinu Tam. Like Rashi, you're mekayim it by the fact that the opening of the mezuzah, the place where you open the mezuzah, where you end the rolling, and you see the seam, that should be facing the inside of the doorway. And like Rabbeinu Tam, is we slant the mezuzah towards the inside of the door. That's why we put the mezuzah on the right side of the door, slanted towards the inside, because that's the kiyum of the Yerushalmi. Loit, Tosfos is pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, that Shema Shelo Yeroyes Avra Pesach means that the Shema side should be towards the inside of the door, and the bottom of the mezuzah should be going towards the outside of the door. And the going there on Shulchan Aruch, in Zivkot Yudalad, on the words of the Ramov HaMedaktikim that the Yotzim Yidei Shnehem, the going says, K'may Shekosav Shom B'mezuzta Debei Rebbe, U'K'may Shekosav Tosfos Shom. Like Tosfos is pshat in Mezuzta Debei Rebbe, that you have to have a case that's, you have to have two cases of kosher. You have to have a case of kosher that was the mezuzah of Rebbe, and then you have to have a case of kosher that's for the rest of the world. So the Teretz says that Rebbe's mezuzahs were like the medaktikim, and they were ba'al achsen, like Tosfos said. Aval inyan dina zokt going kaimel on kirashi, means even the Rama that says that you want to be yotze the sheet of Rabbeinu Talmud Mili, you should put a ba'al achsen, but the ikar din is like Rashi, which comes out of Nafkamina, if there's no room to slant it, then if there's no room to be Mekayim Shneim, then we put it straight up, because the Ikr Din is like Rashi. That's what the Mechaber said. We're just trying to be Yotza also the Ramah, but the Ikr Din is like Rashi. But the Goin's Raya is, Kumash Kosob Archaim Simulam and Beis, Sif Mem Hei V'chein Oysim B'Sefer Torah. Because the Rabbeinu Tam applied to all things, to all Kisvei Kodesh. Rabbeinu Tam applied to Mezuzah, and it applied to Tefillin, and it applied to Sefer Torah. So like Rabbeinu Tam, in the tefillin, it should also be b'shchiva. According to Rashi, the tefillin, when you put the parashis into the bottom, they have to be straight up, be'amida. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, they would have to be b'shchiva. So the Goyin is bringing a raya that the Ikr Din is like Rashi. Means even, I guess he's bringing a raya even like the Ramah, that the Ikr Din is like Rashi. Because in Hilchas Tefillin, in Simul Al-Beis, Sif Mem Hei, the Mechaber says, Yitin kol parashah b'bayis shalosh tei zekufa me'umid b'beisah. And the Ramah doesn't argue over there, because over there there's no way to put it b'al achsen. So you only have one etzi, you can't do like both. So the Teretz says that we do like Rashi, because that's the Ikr Din like Rashi. The Magen Avraham brings that the reason why we have our Sefer Torah on a slant when we lay in from the Sefer Torah is because we want to be Mekayim Shnehem b'al achsen, just like a mezuzah. And now by tefillin, so the Noid B'Yehuda in Orechayim, in Madura Tanyana Orechayim Semendal, the Noid B'Yehuda calls a shayla. Why is it that the medaktikim and tefillin are medaktik to have two pairs of tefillin to be yotze Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, like we'll see later in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem? But they're not medaktik to have two sets of tefillin for Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam to be yotze this Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And l'chayre, the shayla is geboyt on the fact that you see that we want to try to be yotze both shitas of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in mezuzah, and we do like that in Sefer Torah also, in shul. So you see that we're trying to be yotze this shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So why is it by tefillin that we don't make two sets of tefillin to be yotze Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? So, the Noid B'Yehuda says that Dafka le'inyan the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam by the Seder HaParshias were choshed for Rabbeinu Tam because harbi min ha'ga'oinim v'harashoinim servim k'moisei. There's a Rabbi Goin that holds like Rabbeinu Tam in the Seder HaParshias, and there were other Rishonim that held like Rabbeinu Tam in the Seder HaParshias. It wasn't just the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. But le'inyan Shchiva and Amida, Rabbeinu Tam was a Das Yachid, and Mamela, we don't have to be Chayshid for this Das Yachid. The Shari Tshuva over there in Shulchan Aruch, in Sifkat and Chav Ches, the Shari Tshuva says, Ve'ef Shalom Debekan after Rabbeinu Tam ain't psul b'di evid b'zeh. It could be by tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that b'di evid it's kosher ba'amida, Mash'enke la'in yit seder hanachos and devadi ikuva b'di evid hu alib de Rabbeinu Tam. Mashenken in the Seder Hanachosam, in Parshis of the Seder Parshis of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, over there Rabbeinu Tam holds that it is Ma'akiv. And Memela, you have to, if you want to be Yotzi Deshneim, so then you have to have a separate pair of tefillin like Rabbeinu Tam. So the Shari Tshuva Vayter, V'oid Nira, that the minig of the two pairs of tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is Miyusid al Pi the Zoyer, V'chacham Harozim Hu Arizal, She'el Ve'ilu Divil Kim Chayim. Then al Pi Kabbalah, the Zohar HaKadosh and Arizal held that Eilu Ve'ilu Divil Kim Chayim, and there's an Inyan to put on Rashi, Tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam. Tefillin, it's not like a regular Machloikas in Halacha, that it has to be either one way or the other. Avada in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's Eilu Ve'ilu Divil Kim Chayim. But the Zohar HaKadosh and Arizal held that even in Hanhaga, in this Machloikas of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, there's a Mokum to put on both. And Mamela, that's where it comes from to have these two pairs of Tefillin, Masha Enken, other Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam, we're not going to look to be Yotze all the Shitas, and the Shari Tshuva finishes off quite sharply. Misha writes Elias Chacham Be'enov Deo Acheres V'roitze Lotzes Yidei Choyvas Shal Deyazu Al Zeh Amru Kol HaMesiyair V'chulu V'dai B'zeh. In this that we mentioned before, the din of the Mechaber, V'chavan Shehishma Dehainu Soif HaGlilu L'tzad Chutz, Chaim Knievsky in Masechtas Mezuzah, in the Kuntz Mezuzah, in the Chelik Mezuzah's Beisecha, so he brings this, he says that this din, the Makar is the Yerushalmi, like we said before, that we want to be Mekayim Shneim, and the Shaar Tzion there, Sivkot Nun Ches, he says, Hayoyim Sherotim Sheshem Shaka Yil Atzad Chalal HaPesach, Koshel Yizor Bazeh. Because Lamaisa, when you look around at a lot of mezuzahs, they're not like that, and we see that there is not mamash hakbada to be mekayim this din of the soif haglila letzad haPesach. So Reb Chaim Knievsky Shlita is being miyashiv minig ha'olam that we want to have the shem shakai lebachutz, and sometimes if the end of the mezuzah is very close over there to the shem shakai, so then you can mekayim shneihem. But since we would rather have the Shem Shakai Mibachutz, we want to be Mekayim that Inyan. So Mamela, it's not always possible to have the Soif HaGlil Litzar Chutz. And for some reason, the Minig was Boicher to have the Shem Shakai Mibachutz over the having the Soif HaGlil Litzar. It's Kedai L'Choyre to note that if it's possible to have to be Mekayim Shneim, then the Zichra and Inyan to be Mekayim Shneim, because it's the Yerushalmi, and Mechaba brings it, and it's Kepaskent LaHalacha, the Tur brings it, the Mechaba brings it, it's Kepaskent LaHalacha, this Yerushalmi of Soif Glil L'chutz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.